Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Yo, what up? Welcome to Tevez of the Best. Today is Tuesday, September 14, 2021. My name is JC Tevez. Welcome to the podcast about my life and nothing else. But stick around. You might learn something new. I am in my coche. I am driving right now. Same situation as before. So the phone is in between my legs and I am focused on the road. And I am heading to my friend Reese's house because she prepared dinner and I haven't seen her in a long time. Also with my friend Mart, part of the foodie station team. So we're gonna have a little dinner right there. We're all fully vaccinated. I hope we don't get canceled for having dinner with each other. But yeah, that's what's going on today. And also before we start off the program, the podcast, shout out to Immuno Bean Coffee. Go check them out. You can get them at Shopee, on Shopee, Immuno Bean Coffee. They're great. I tried them. I told you guys about it. I tried them, finally, a week or two ago. And I like it. It tastes good. Not too heavy on the calories. Got a lot of ingredients that will, that are good for your body. I mean, I'm not a scientist, but I read the packaging. Shit looks legit. So, so shout out to Immuno Bean Coffee, and you can get them on Shopee right now. Okay. Let's see. I'm driving over these humps. How is your week going? How is your weekend? You do anything fun? Is Axie Infinity stressing you out? Not really. Kinda. I have someone messaged me on the podcast Instagram, so I'll get to that in a bit. But while things are fresh in my mind, because I just came from work, I told you guys I would start recommending a few more, more music that I've been enjoying. So, I already talked about it in Halo Halo, but Coda, the movie Coda has, fantastic songs. Well, namely, three songs on that soundtrack, because those are like the songs that are, two are in the movie, one is the end credits song. But first of all, you gotta watch Coda because it's a great movie. I talked my ear off about it on the latest Hala Hala show already. So just go listen to it if you can. What else? There's a new Troy Sivan song that I'm really feeling, man. There's a new Troy. It's called Angel Baby. Troy Sivan, Angel Baby. So I've been liking that. Han and Nikki with their song Coming Home. I've been enjoying that song. And To kind of be a little bit of a hypocrite, I like Ed Sheeran's latest upbeat song. I told you I don't like most of Ed Sheeran's upbeat songs, but he has one called Shiver or Shivers. I don't know, Shiver or Shivers. Anyway, that song is great. I like it. It's not annoying. I don't know. Something about Shape of You, Kase, has always annoyed me, right? I've always told you guys about that. But the song Shivers is actually really solid. I like it. And I'm excited for his new album. At least two out of the three singles that have come out, or the three of the songs that I've heard from that album that's coming out, equals. It's good. So two out of three, it's not bad, man. If an album has 2/3 of the songs are good, that's a good album, if you ask me. Most albums have like only one, I don't know. There are very few albums where I like the whole thing. Most of the time when I listen to an album, I'll like 1/3 of the songs. So if it's 2/3, not bad, man, not bad. So, yeah, I'm driving to Taguig, by the way. Reese lives in Taguig. I'm not going to tell you where. Obviously. But I haven't driven there in a long time, so I'm using Waze. I don't really know my way around the Taguig area. Taguig is huge, no? Because when I first thought Taguig, I thought Taguig was just BGC. But Taguig is huge, man. But yeah, so what else did I do this week? I'm trying to think of what else I did this weekend before I move on to the question. I can't read it because I am on my phone, but I recall what they asked me. They first of all, I know they said that they enjoyed listening to the podcast, so thank you. I know it was a guy named Michael. Michael, I forgot your last name. Actually, I don't even know if you even want your last name read on here. But shout out to you, Michael. Thank you so much for sending me a message. And let me merge into Oh, look at this truck. It's going to kill me. Come on, Vios. Let's go, Vios. Vios, move, baby. All right, we good. We're good. Don't die, JC. Don't die. So he wanted my thoughts about NoFap. I remember NoFap and I think Stoicism. I don't recall the rest of the message. I'm going to try to think while I'm driving. But he asked me my thoughts on NoFap. Oh, here's a red light. Perfect. Let me pull it up. So here we go. It's in my screenshots. Hi, JC. Just want to ask, what are your thoughts on stoicism, nofap, and mga self-development? Na-discover ko sila Thomas Frank, Ali Abdal, and Matt Diavela sa YouTube dahil sa'yo. Solid listener here, pati ng Halo-Halo Show. Ayan, something to talk about. And also, his mom is from Pampanga, so he can relate that he can understand Kapampangan but can't really speak it. Mga masanting. Thank you, Michael John. I won't say your last name, but thank you, Michael John. So nofap and stoicism. Okay, so stoicism is something that I'm not really, like, I haven't really tuned in to stoicism too much, actually. I've watched YouTube videos. I haven't listened to any stoicism podcasts, really. But I've watched some videos. I haven't really looked into the whole concept as a whole. But the few videos and whatever, like, things that I've read on it, I have liked. I don't know if I could be, like, a full-time stoicism kind of guy, because they seem to be so relaxed. And I'm a little bit on edge sometimes, if that makes sense. I like to think of myself as a chill guy, and you know, if things that are out of my control are out of my control. I'm not sure if that's even the real definition, or, like, obviously it's not, it doesn't encapsulate everything that stoicism stands for. But every time I see or hear, you know, stoics talk, they seem to have a very good grasp on, like, their life and not being stressed about stuff is out of their control. But I get stressed all the time, bro. I get stressed all the time. But I feel like my stress response system or whatever is solid. You know, I feel like I can handle things. Even though I get stressed, I feel like the way I handle it is good. And I feel like I don't handle it in a negative, or at least in a destructive way. 'Cause some people handle stress by, you know, alcohol. In the States, a lot of people do drugs. I mean, I'm sure people do drugs here too, but, you know, it's scarier to do drugs here. But I'd like to think that I'm pretty, you know, I have a good head on my shoulders. You hear this bump? That's the bumps on the road. So stoicism, yeah, I don't know. But I have a lot to say about nofap, and I have a lot to say about self-growth and whatever. So let me share my thoughts on that. So nofap, I am, because I remember I told you guys I was on nofap. Admittedly, somewhere down the line, I broke the streak, but then I got back on it. I don't know. It's been a few months now since I've fapped, so to speak. Well, not even so to speak. It's been a while, literally, since I have fapped. So just in case you're new to the podcast and you don't know what nofap is, if you miss my old episodes, because I know you don't all listen to every episode, I'm an advocate and I try to at least nofap. So nofap is where you abstain from masturbation. Now, I don't know if this affects women, like the whole psychology of whatever. Because the reason why nofap is effective for a lot of men is because our brains are wired to only get, like, turned on by porn sometimes. Like, if you've been watching porn ever since you were, you know, high school. I don't know. The earliest I recall looking at porn as early as, like, 11 or 12 years old. So, you know, you expound that over the course of your life. So, if, for example, for me, I'm 30, right? So, 18 years, my brain has been, you know, wired on porn for a majority of those 18 years. It's been porn has been in my head and in my eyes, and I don't know, like, where else, in your psyche. I don't even know what the psyche is. So a few years ago, I discovered nofap. So nofap is like a community. It's not a community. It is a concept that people kind of try to follow to break this whole cycle of porn addiction / porn reliance on porn to, you know, to get turned on. Because I've shared this on my podcast before. You can actually go back to it. I think I went even more in depth to it. But there was a time when, like real life sex was not as appealing anymore to me. If you've ever seen the movie Don John, starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt, it was just like that. Like, real shit. It was like, you know, you felt no motivation to find a sexual partner, because you're like, I'll just spank it later. And B, even when you were with someone, sometimes I found myself not like getting aroused. It was like, oh shit. And then of course you feel bad, because you feel like you're making your partner feel bad because, you know, why aren't you getting turned on by me? You know, the whole issues right there. So that's when I kind of looked into, doing NoFap. And I've been through, I don't know how many cycles, cause it's not perfect. You know, it's not, sometimes you fall off the wagon. I don't know if I've shared this in the past. So this is, let me delve into this. This cycle of NoFap that I'm on, I don't know how many months strong I've been on it, but this is probably my maybe sixth or seventh time doing it. And I always share that the reason that I end the cycle is because I go through something that, you know, I get stressed or something and I do it. And then I promise you, if you ever start this NoFap thing and you finally get through one cycle and then you end up breaking it, you will feel worse. Every time. I've regretted it every time. I regret it every time. So that's just, I think it's because there's always people who will be against it and say, you know, it's healthy to whatever, right? To release the Kraken every once in a while. And I think it is, naman. But if you can do it with a real partner, you know, it's even better. But, I think a lot of people are also, because whenever I tried to pitch this to my friends before and they thought I was fucking insane, right? But the fact that people think that it's impossible just shows to me it shows just how reliant the, at least for guys, how impossible the concept of getting rid of porn seems, right? That to me shows the whole addiction aspect of porn. It's ingrained in almost every guy's brain. Not all guys, but I would say I'm making up statistics as I like to do here on this podcast. Like 85% of guys in the world watch porn. You know, gay or straight, I don't really care. I think it's 85%. And the fact that if you ask those 85%, hey, can you give up porn? Most of them would probably tell you they could, but after a week, they will be struggling. Trust me. So if there are any guys, okay, here's a good experiment, all right? If there are any guys out here, and we could remain anonymous. We could make this the NoFap update podcast if you'd like. But I challenge you, any guys listening. I don't know if this works for girls, cause hey, I don't know if there's a, if girls get affected by, like, cause, you know, girls watch porn too and they fap, they masturbate. But I don't know if that affects, like, their real life relations or their outlook on sex and whatever. But, so that's why I'm only asking the guys right now. If the girls want to join in, yeah, let me know. But, if you're a guy, I want you to look me in the eyes and tell me that you could commit to 90 days, because that's the time frame that they ask for, 90 days. So they say it takes 3 months, right? 90 days to commit to a new habit. And that's why the baseline is always 90 days. So I'm, can you do it for 90 days? Do not watch porn and do not spank it. Do not masturbate. Could you do that? Seriously, look deep inside yourself. Most of you initially would say, yeah, I could do it. I guarantee you by week 2 or 3, you're gonna be, especially if you don't have a partner, right? If you don't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend that you can, you know, have sex with and, you know, release the Kraken, right? You will have a difficult time. I promise you. That's why there's two modes when it comes to NoFap. There's hard mode. They call that hard mode, where you're not seeing anyone, you're not having sex with anyone. And then there's not easy mode, but just like regular mode, where you don't watch porn, you don't masturbate, but you can have sex with people, right? So give it a shot, because it is difficult. I'm telling you right now, it is at your first week, and you will feel good. You will feel good for the first 2 weeks or week or two, but then by the third week, there is something that a lot of people experience. I don't know if it's a psychological thing, but they call it a, I forgot the term that is used, but it's like a flat line. That's what they call it. They call it a flat line. So, they say that after like week 3, you lose like your sexual urges or some shit like that. I'm not really, hold on, I gotta switch lanes. But yeah, I mean, so by the third week, you feel like you're not sexually attracted to anything. So don't, at that point, this is just from my own experience and from reading other people's experiences. That's where you shouldn't panic, because people start to panic when they're like, oh my God, I have no more sexual drive, no more sexual urges. But then it will spike back up. But then when that spike comes up, that's also another important, like, milestone in this whole thing, is you have to make sure that you don't watch porn. That's when you can kind of like, that's where you use that energy and whatever to either A, what they, you know, people have found that they, you know, they have so much more energy to work out and whatever. And I find that very true. At least when pre-pandemic, when I was still going to the gym, when I practiced NoFap, I felt like I had more energy to lift weights, and I just in general throughout the day, I felt like I had more energy to do things. Because, you know, when you fap, right? What happens after you fap? You want to take a nap, right? You want to eat a sandwich, smoke a cigarette, maybe. But you do have more energy. So that's the basis of NoFap. And I know I've talked about it before, but just for any of the new listeners, I think it was a good refresher course. So to my man, who sent this to Michael, Michael John, give it a shot, bro. Let me know if you're on it. If you've thought about doing it, or if you've tried and you failed, that would be even, you know, there's no shame in failing. It's a difficult thing. It takes a long time. It takes dedication. But yeah, so seven or eight cycles of this NoFap I've done throughout my life. So if you do the math, right? So 3 months, so 7 times 3, 7, 4, 21. So at least for out of the, you know, I think my first cycle was when I was 23 or 24. So in between those times, I was, you know, doing the deed, or at least doing the fapping in between. So you kind of just have to, I don't know how you say this, like, you just have to wing it. Wing it. All right, I am so confused. If I'm supposed to make a left here, I have no idea where I am right now. I think I have to make a left at this stoplight. But yeah, that's the NoFap thing. So give me, anyone who is listening right now, I'm really, like, I don't know, because a lot of people are shy to talk about this kind of stuff. I don't really care. Because it's normal, man. It's natural. If you talk to, like I said, my made up statistic of 85% of guys, most of them won't want to tell you about their porn. I don't know why. You do it, bro. Like, you do it. I do it. Like, what's the shame in it, right? Maybe because we're not friends, like, in real life or whatever. But I will not judge you if you have any experiences, or if you're thinking about doing it. You know, I'll keep you account. I'll be your sponsor. Like in AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, right? There's like that sponsor that keeps you accountable. Like, I'm down, because I really think it's a life changing thing. It's one of the things that you can implement in your life as, you know, without really doing anything. I mean, you don't have to buy anything. Like, you can start now. Like, if you're listening to me right now and you want to start right now, you could. But it's very challenging. It's a difficult, and I don't want to make it sound like it's like you're going to war or something, but it's a super difficult journey. It's not easy. It is incredibly difficult. It's one of the hardest things that you're, like, no pun intended, right? It's one of the hardest things you're going to do if you've been so accustomed to watching porn as a form of release, you know, physically and mentally, it's fucking difficult. So yeah, that, I think, let me know if that's something that you guys, are gonna start. I'm really interested. Like, you know, don't send me pictures or anything, right? Or videos, but I am interested in the effects, because I want to help you improve your life. And I really think it will be a huge improvement. I guess some common questions that I could answer right now is, you know, what are the rules? Like, can you watch porn but not jerk off or whatever? That's a common question, because, you know, you want to be like, you know, I'll just watch it, but I won't touch myself. So, there are different, what do you call it? Beliefs, as to how effective that is. I think completely cold turkey shutting it off is better, because you're still kind of, The one of the main issues is psychological. So by watching the porn, you're still getting turned on by it and whatnot. So to kind of stop that, you should try your best to not watch it. So that's one rule. The other rule, like I said, maybe the differentiation between hard mode and whatever, easy mode. Do you have a partner that you can, you know, have sexual release with? For me, I think it's okay. maybe because I've been through cycles where I have done it hard mode where I didn't have, you know, I wasn't seeing anyone at the time. And I've also had cycles where I had a partner and it was, you know, easier because, you know, anytime you feel like you want to watch porn, you just say, hey, baby girl, let's do it. But either way, I think it will still be healthy for you in the long run because, I don't know, I just feel like it will be. Hold on, I have to switch lanes, guys, so I don't want to die right now. Let me just switch lanes. Hopefully this guy will be kind and let me, oh, so kind, thank you for letting me in. So those are like the two most commonly asked questions. But any other rules? Are there any other rules? Here's another one. Can you jerk off without porn? That's a good question. I think you can for some people who can do it, but I guarantee you, you're going to get tempted to watch. So like maybe you can do it once, right? But you're still gonna imagine shit. And what are you gonna be imagining? You're gonna be imagining most likely porn, right? So even if you're not looking at any visual stimulus or stimuli, you would still be like, I don't know. Like, it would still maybe affect you. So I recommend that you don't, but I think it's healthier than watching it and doing it. So if you can do it without porn, I guess it's better, but can you keep it up? You know, no pun intended again. Can you keep that up? Can you promise to yourself that you will only ever do it without visual stimulus? I think it's very difficult. Will it reset that? And then it's up to you. Will it reset your counter, right? Does it count for you, the 90 days? So if you're doing it, can you still do it? Like if you jerk off without porn, does it reset your counter? That's more for you to decide. I would say anytime you spank it, it resets the counter. With or without porn stimulus, you shouldn't count. But then I guess it's the same thing as easy mode where you have a sexual partner. Should you release it? No, I don't think so in that case because you're actually, you know, you're getting aroused and you're doing all this stuff, because you're getting turned on by your partner. Right? So, yeah, that's my take on NoFap. So, let me know. I'm serious, guys. I know that it might be the weirdest conversation to have with a stranger. You know, you guys don't know me in real life, but I think it's normal to talk about it. You know, I think more people need to talk about it. And it's something that, you know, if I was a Miss Universe contestant, that might be one of my advocacies, right? it's a strange thing that most people don't really feel comfortable talking about, but give it a shot. You know, I hope someday down the line you're like, yeah, man, I listened to this guy's podcast and he was telling me to stop masturbating and I listened and my life is so much better for it. I would love that. I would love that. Okay. So the other aspect of, I told you when you guys messaged me, I could really literally talk a whole episode about it. So you also asked about self-improvement. So I have another 15 minutes according to Waze until I get there. So, let me see what I can talk about self-improvement. Self-improvement is a never-ending thing. And, you know, I don't want to preach to you like I have improved my life immensely, although I think I have. My biggest issue, you know, something that I've learned that I was able to achieve in NoFap but not in other aspects of my life is discipline. I lack discipline when it comes to food. I lack discipline when it comes to time management. I lack discipline when it comes to a lot of things. Sometimes my anger, you know, I get irritated easily. It's something that I need to kind of learn. So what do you do? What do I do? I've read a lot of books. There's a lot of books that I have recommended on the podcast before. Atomic Habits by James Clear is one that's popular. How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie is one that I've also enjoyed. I've also looked into other kind of thoughts and tracks and like thought processes in life. That's why I want to read a book on stoicism. I haven't read one yet, but I've read books on essentialism. I've read books, of course, on minimalism. You guys know that I try to practice minimalism. It's difficult, but I do it. What else? There's just so many, like, my recommendation is to just look up a whole bunch of ways that other people think. And then see what works best for you. You don't necessarily have to practice everything, I think. I mean, who knows? Maybe if I fully committed to one of these things, my life would be better. But how I determine is because there's so many ways that people think, especially in religion, right? You guys know my position on religion. If you follow blindly simply because someone says that this will make your life better or this is what you have to do, I don't think it's the right thing to do. But if you hear something, whether it be in religion, self-help, any sort of discipline that you agree with, and you think that, you know, that would make my life better, or I feel like that makes sense in my life, I 100% think you should implement it into your life. You know, you can pick and choose. That's why I always have this thing with religion, right? Like, there's so many great things about religion. I've said this before. There's so many great things about religion. Even though I'm not a religious person, I can see the benefit in religion for a lot of people. But it's when you kind of have to, it's like, but I'm this religion, so I have to do everything else, and I cannot do these other things. Like, why can't you believe in, maybe that's pushing it a little bit too far, but why can't you believe in multiple gods? You know, whatever the term is, right? Multi-theistic, or I don't know the terms. But why can't that be something? Is it because one god says you cannot believe in the other? What if you believe in karma, right? And that reincarnation, but you also want to believe in Jesus? Is that possible? I mean, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't know. That's just me. That's just me thinking out loud here. I guess a good thing that maybe you want to know, James, who asked this question, what has worked for me? Because even though I said I'm not perfect, I'm still working towards it. There are a lot of things that work for me. Minimalism has huge. It was huge. It was a huge. It was a huge part of my life, and still is, I think. Maybe I'm not as mindful about it. I don't think too much about it. But there was a good time, I think, in 2018 or so, when I really went hardcore minimalist for, you know, good several months. I got rid of a lot of shit, and I don't even remember what I got rid of. That's how crazy the accumulation of stuff is in our lives. Like, you'll when you throw it away, you're like, oh, but I might need this. But, you know, 3 years later, I don't remember what I threw away. So minimalism was huge for me. Essentialism, when I read the book, I forgot who wrote it. There was an aspect of essentialism that I enjoyed, that I liked. The fact that, you know, you cannot really focus on many things because the fact that you're focusing on several things means that your attention is divided. So for me, I grasped that concept. But I'm also one that doesn't do well focusing too much on one task because I get bored. So in that way, it wouldn't help me as much. But I like the concept of like priorities and whatever, and, you know, finding out what was more important on the list. And I think from that kind of that book that I read, I didn't necessarily learn how to just do one thing, but I learned how to prioritize things, if that is clearer to you guys. So yeah, there's so many. I mean, YouTube there's a bevy of information on YouTube. TikTok, actually, you know, you like one motivational or inspirational post on TikTok, and, you know, the algorithm will just bombard you with all that shit. So I go on TikTok sometimes, I'll see, like, people I've never seen before, and then I'll hear them talk, and then I'll look them up. And then I'll look up what their body of work is, what they're preaching, there's a lot of business gurus and a lot of motivational speakers that I see on TikTok that I've never heard of. And I look them up, and you see that, oh wow, they are established. They are, you know, well-known speakers. They probably get paid millions of dollars to talk about, you know, living your best life. So that's what I would recommend when it comes to self-improvement, how I would go about doing it. You pick what you think works best for you, because I don't think it's selfish, right? It's not selfish to only choose what you want, because it's your life, right? It is your life. It's not anybody else's. So don't be ashamed to say, like, hey, I practice this, and then don't do everything about it. Because fuck those guys, right? Fuck those guys who are like, oh, you're a minimalist, but you still have more than two pairs of shoes. Fuck you. I like my shoes, right? That's because I practice, you know, blah, blah, blah. So that's my TED talk for the day. Thank you so much for sending that in. And I told you guys, see, I told you, I will talk about anything. That is my life. I feel like that's my purpose on earth, is to just talk, because that's what I do for a living, and I feel like I'm good at it, and I can really make something out of nothing, because I cannot sing, I cannot act, I cannot dance, but I know I can talk. So yeah, thank you so much. If you ever have any questions about anything in life, hit me up at Tevez of the Best. Of course, it's not life advice, not financial advice, not life advice, but it worked for me. It might not work for you. I mean, I can't guarantee your life will get better, but I think it only makes sense that it will. You know? So I'm going to finish driving. I'm still alive as we speak, so thank you so much. I'll try to record on Friday, but it's been slim pickings, man. There's really not much going on in the week. But, you know, if I don't, I'll see you next Tuesday. Take care of yourselves, and I'll catch you all. Say it with me. Later.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.